We're talking now with Susan Swartz, who has departed Sonoma County for the environment in and around Denver, Colorado, and the Democratic National Convention. And having had a day there, Susan, to look around, what's the mood of the city that you've seen so far?
The mood of the city is kind of subdued craziness. I was telling a friend I missed the Sonoma County Fair this year, and now I know why, because I felt like I was plunged in the middle of a wild circus. A lot of protesters here, they're not as many as either the city or the protest groups expected to have. Yesterday was the big protest march that was anti-war and anti-war people on the side, mostly people who were basically against the Bush administration, and they had expected to have 25,000, but it looked and it felt and it was reported as more like 1,500. There's a lot of police around here. The city of Denver and other government entities apparently poured in $50 million for added security. So there's cops everywhere, and they're on horseback and on motorcycles and on bicycles, and they've got all new equipment and body armor on and gas masks hanging from their belts, and they come around the corner hanging onto the side of their riot squad vans, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is like a futuristic movie.
That sounds like a very strange juxtaposition for exercising democratic procedures.
I know. I think they were very worried that there was going to be some kind of real craziness in the streets. And there's a lot of people who are acting out and a lot of people who enjoy acting out. And I was telling my friend who lives here that it seemed very much like the last time I saw an anti-war protest in San Francisco. Same people, same costumes, same placards, same music. But there's a lot of other things that are kind of fun. I mean, Denver is known, and justifiably so, for being a really progressive city in terms of moving people around. And you go up and down the 16th Street Mall, which is where most of the bars and shops and clubs are and all that. And that's where a lot of people are staying in the various hotels along there. And they have these great people mover shuttles. But we would get on one to start to go, and then there would be some kind of police action or police threat or some kind of nervousness happening, and we'd all have to get off our shuttle. But there's a lot of humor in the streets. I think these kind of events really do pull out the creative spark in some people. There were some people asking for people to sign a Planned Parenthood petition today. I don't even remember what that was on the petition, but if you signed, you would get these condoms in a pink package that says, protect yourself from John McCain, with 10 things everyone should know about John McCain. And then there's Obama shirts with the Obama looking like a Buddha, and there's Joe Biden buttons that have been churned out presumably overnight. There was one woman who had a Joe Obama button on. I said, oh, where'd you get that? And she says, well, I ran into a woman in the restroom, and she was from Cleveland, and she had just made them. And so there's just these kind of silly things going on. It's very exciting. The streets are jammed. It's impossible to get a cab. Mostly you just have to walk around.
What's been your sense from the Hillary voters that you've talked to, or the Hillary delegates, as to where they want to go and how they react to the vice presidential choice and their general demeanor as the proceedings get underway?
I see a lot of people with Hillary shirts on, although not as many as I thought I would see. But today I was having lunch on 16th Street Mall with my friend, and I suddenly saw a group of women go by, and I said, oh my God, they're the Hillary supporters. So I went chasing down the street after them to see what they were going to do, and they were heading down toward the other end of town to do a rally. They're basically pretty, I think, offended that Hillary did not get the VP slot, and that also, you know, that she, in their eyes, had the popular vote and has not gotten the attention and respect that they would want her to. Of course, there are people in the street shouting back at them, you know, this is not the Clinton convention. And yet I spoke to a woman from Newton, Massachusetts, who said, we just don't want this convention to go away without people recognizing that Hillary was such an imperative in the campaign and did so well in the campaign. But I think most people that I've talked to have said, okay, we understand, you know, you're hurt and disappointed, but you have to get behind Obama. And I went up to one woman and I said, does this mean that you would vote for McCain? And she says, I don't want anything to be interpreted that way. I just want more respect for Hillary Clinton.
So tomorrow when we talk, we can find out about the Women's Political Caucus that is on the calendar. And until that time, we hope you enjoy your time there and look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Bruce.